Сегодня мы поговорим о событиях, которые происходили в прошлом и отличаются от нынешних. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Battle.
Битва.
Battlefield.
Поле битвы.
Civilian.
Гражданское лицо.
Damage.
Убытки, урон, вред.
Economics.
Экономика.
Gun.
Орудие, пушка, огнестрельное оружие.
Historian.
Историк.
Politics.
Политика.
Reason.
Причина, объяснение, обоснование.
Slavery.
Рабство.
Soldier.
Солдат.
Technology.
Техника, технология.
Valley.
Долина.
War.
Война.
Civil War.
Гражданская война.
To agree.
Соглашаться.
To contrast.
Сравнивать, сопоставлять, противопоставлять.
To destroy.
Разрушать.
To die.
Умирать, погибать.
Death.
Смерть.
To imagine.
Представлять себе.
To pretend.
Делать вид, играть.
To argue.
Спорить.
Early, earlier, earliest.
Ранний, более ранний, самый ранний.
Modern.
Современный.
Recent.
Недавний.
Dangerous.
Опасный.
Seldom.
Редко.
Thousand.
Тысяча.
Million.
Миллион.
Differently.
По-разному.
Economically.
Экономически. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер берет интервью у преподавателя американской истории. Они беседуют о гражданской войне в Америке и осматривают поле битвы, где проходила эта война.
I wanted you to see the battlefield. I see what you mean. It's just open area. It was fields. There were farms here and a few houses. Where did the battles take place? Everywhere you can see. Soldiers from the north were on that hill. Soldiers from the south were over there, somewhere in front of those woods.
In fact, where those men are right now.
Yes, those men who are firing guns are acting out the early part of the battle. They are pretending to be soldiers during the Civil War. The Civil War is their hobby.
Is it a game?
It's quite serious. They study the war. They study the guns, the battles, and everything about the war and the time.
Let's talk about the war.
Where would you like to begin?
Perhaps we could contrast the Civil War with some other wars. But first, Professor Atkins, why did the war begin?
That's a very difficult question. People seldom agree on the reasons for a war. Historians are still arguing about the reasons for the Civil War.
I suppose there are usually many reasons.
Yes. One group says the reason was slavery, another group says it was politics, and another group says it was economics.
That's quite a few reasons.
We look at those reasons differently, too. At the time of the war, people saw them one way. Now we see them another way.
Let's talk about the people. I'm always interested in people. Tell me about the people first.
We know quite a lot about the soldiers. There were so many.
How many?
There were about 4 million soldiers.
From both sides, the North and the South?
Yes. But remember, they were all Americans.
Of course. That seems like a lot.
It was. More than 600,000 soldiers died in the war.
How many civilians died?
We really don't know. More recent wars have been worse for civilians.
Why is that?
Modern technology. The guns and equipment are more dangerous. The fighting often takes place where civilians live. In the Civil War, the fighting usually took place in open areas, like this.
Explain that, please.
The battles were often on farms. The soldiers were on hills and in valleys. They didn't fight in the cities.
In modern wars, they fight everywhere.
Сравнивая разные события, мы сопоставляем периоды времени, когда они происходили. Период гражданской войны, the Civil War, основной период, с которым сравниваются события, происходившие в другое время. Послушайте несколько примеров.
In the Civil War, more than 600,000 soldiers died. More recent wars have been worse for civilians. In the Civil War, the fighting usually took place in open areas. In modern wars, they fight everywhere.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
In the Civil War, the battles were often on farms. In the Civil War, the battles were often on farms.
The soldiers were on hills and in valleys. The soldiers were on hills and in valleys.
They didn't fight in the cities. They didn't fight in the cities.
In modern wars, they fight everywhere. In modern wars, they fight everywhere.
Теперь вы ответьте на вопросы Мартина. Начинайте свои ответы с обстоятельства времени.
Where were you living 1 year ago?
1 year ago, I was living in... Называйте город, местность, где вы жили.
Where were you living 4 years ago?
4 years ago, I was living in... Называйте город, местность, где вы жили.
What were you doing last year?
Last year, I was working.
What were you doing last month?
Last month, I was studying.
Professor Atkins, can we talk about something besides death?
Yes, I hope so. But war is about death.
Мартин продолжает беседу с преподавателем американской истории. Они говорят о гражданской войне в Америке.
Professor Atkins, why are so many Americans interested in the Civil War?
Most people can't imagine fighting their own people. All war is terrible, but a civil war is the worst.
Many countries have had civil wars,
unfortunately, but many people feel it's also important to keep a country together. Abraham Lincoln felt that way in 1861. Many of the American people felt that way, too.
You said the Civil War was the first modern war. What did you mean?
It wasn't modern in the way soldiers fought. Mostly the soldiers did the same thing soldiers had done in earlier wars. World War I was more modern. There was modern equipment, new technology. The way soldiers fought was different.
Then what did you mean that the Civil War was modern?
In the reasons the North won, not in the fighting itself.
Okay.
Some historians say the South had a better military, but the North won the war.
How did the North win then?
They won economically.
What does that mean?
The North had the factories. They could make the guns and clothes and things the soldiers needed.
And the South had few factories.
That's right. In the past, the biggest and best armies won wars. In modern wars, the ones with the most money and the most factories usually win.
What are some other contrasts between the Civil War and later wars?
For Americans?
Let's talk about Americans first.
More soldiers died in the Civil War. More than 600,000 died in the Civil War. About 116,000 died in World War I.
What else?
In World War I, most of the battles were in Europe. There were none in the U.S. The damage was done in Europe.
I understand.
It was even worse after World War II.
In what way?
The damage in World War II was worse.
Because of the modern technology?
Yes. Everything was more deadly. The war caused more deaths. It damaged more things.
What kinds of things?
Factories, of course. Transportation, especially railroads and trains. Shipping. Nearly all the harbors were destroyed. Some agriculture and housing. Many cities or parts of cities were destroyed.
That was very different from the Civil War battlefields.
Послушайте и сравните следующее предложение.
Soldiers from the north were on that hill.
Soldiers from the south were over there.
The north had the factories.
And the south had few factories.
More than 600,000 died in the Civil War.
About 116,000 died in World War I.
Most of the battles were in Europe.
There were none in the U.S.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
The North had many factories. The North had many factories.
And the South had few factories. And the South had few factories.
In World War I, most of the battles were in Europe. In World War I, most of the battles were in Europe.
There were none in the U.S. There were none in the U.S.
А сейчас вы приведите свои примеры, противопоставляя их предложениям Мартина. Но сначала послушайте, как это делают Мартин и профессор Эткинс.
45 people lived in this building. 15 people lived in that building.
Теперь ваша очередь.
On Monday I go to work.
Говорите, on Sunday I have a day off.
I lived in Chicago.
I lived in... И называйте город, село, где вы жили.
On Friday we went to town.
On Saturday we stayed home. Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Битва.
Battle. Battle.
Поле битвы.
Battlefield. Battlefield.
Гражданское лицо.
Civilian. Civilian.
Убытки, урон, вред.
Damage. Damage.
Экономика.
Economics. Economics.
Орудие, пушка, огнестрельное оружие.
Gun. Gun.
Историк.
Historian. Historian.
Политика.
Politics. Politics.
Причина, объяснение, обоснование.
Reason. Reason.
Рабство.
Slavery. Slavery.
Солдат.
Soldier. Soldier.
Техника, технология.
Technology. Technology.
Долина.
Valley. Valley.
Война.
War. War.
Гражданская война.
Civil war. Civil war.
Смерть.
Death. Death.
Глаголы. Соглашаться.
To agree. To agree.
Сравнивать, сопоставлять.
To contrast. To contrast.
Разрушать.
To destroy. To destroy.
Умирать, погибнуть.
To die. To die.
Представлять себе.
To imagine. To imagine.
Делать вид, играть.
To pretend. To pretend.
Прилагательные. Ранний, более ранний, самый ранний.
Early, earlier, earliest. Early, earlier, earliest.
Опасный.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
Современный.
Modern. Modern.
Недавний.
Recent. Recent.
Наречие. Редко.
Seldom. Seldom.
По-разному.
Differently. Differently.
Экономически.
Economically. Economically.
Числительные. Тысяча.
Thousand. Thousand.
Миллион.
Million. Million.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 86-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь понимать рассказы о событиях, которые происходили главным образом в прошлом. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Музыкальный.
Musical.
Инструмент.
Instrument.
Музыкальный инструмент.
Musical instrument.
Скрипка.
Violin.
Смычок.
Bow.
Гитара.
Guitar.
Зима.
Winter.
Снег.
Snow.
История.
History.
Холодный, холоднее, самый холодный.
Cold, colder, coldest.
Столетие.
Century.
Однокомнатная школа или школа в одной комнате.
One room school.
Аптека.
Drugstore.
Фармацевт, аптекарь.
Pharmacist.
Стекло.
Glass.
Стакан.
Glass.
Миска, чашка, таз.
Bowl.
Блюдо.
Dish.
Известный, знаменитый.
Famous.
Больной.
Sick.
Во всяком случае, так или иначе.
Anyway.
Много.
A lot.
Легко.
Easily.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.